Well, it's early. We're 11 games in, but you like the signs of having success with hitting the run in the scoring position. I think Tommy and Crony have done a great job with just building a focus, a culture. That those at bats, you grind them out, you compete, you have an approach, and you kind of take what the defense is giving.
It always has been said that the defense wins games. Last night was a clear example of that. They didn't make the plays twice. You take advantage of it, and you made the plays twice. And you get 2 hours at home. But how big is the challenge, or what is the key to have good defense all year, considering that they don't have so many set players in a different position?
Yeah, it can be difficult when you're versatile in terms of getting guys comfortable in playing multiple positions. You know, the physicality of the errors they're going to happen through the course of the year. It's really the mental errors, and the preparation part that we harp on. As you can see, I mean, guys are out there right now working early. We're working glove work. As an infield coach last year, I know it's not easy. The guys make it look easy, so they'll continue to work every day. The focus is on playing clean games. We were cleaner last night, maybe not completely clean, and ended up to our benefit. Well, Kevin is being evaluated. Slide last night in the first base. He played the game, and last evening felt some discomfort. So, if you need further detail to it, I don't have all of it right now. Nick would be someone that if you can get a hold of Nick, that'd be great. That's a good question.
The DL stint is being talked about, the possibility of putting him in the DL, in the IL.
For
Kevin?
Kevin? Honestly, Kevin, I have no details as to where Kevin's at right now. We're evaluating him, so it'll just be day to day for that right now. Well, they don't break helmets, so they haven't completely adapted my personality. But yeah, I think we all take on an identity, and I think these guys have shown the fight and the passion to believe in each other. And those A's teams that I played on, 04, 05, 06, those were the first winning teams that I was a part of. And that was my ninth year in the major league. So, I think they've come together quickly. They definitely like to have fun and hang out with each other. I'm enjoying watching their progress.
I'm not sure you're looking forward to seeing Nick Allen get out there for his debut.
I don't know if I'm more scared for Nick or how Nick's feeling. Excited, I guess, is the word, right? Because he's worked hard. We talked about this in spring training when he didn't break with the club, that there'd be an opportunity at some point this season to come here and impact the team. And he's here and he's in the lineup, and I'm excited for him.
Yeah, it has been said that a guy that plays the shortstop very well could play very well all the other infield positions. Do you think he could be as good at this level at second base as he is as a shortstop?
Well, if you look at his minor league track record, I think we've done a good job at developing him at both positions. Yes, he's played more games at shortstop, but I dove into it a little bit. I think it may be a quarter more of his total games split between short and second. So he's played there. We know what he's capable of doing defensively, and look forward to watching him get out there and go to work.
Other than putting his name on a lineup card, when you have a guy that's making his debut, do you have a few words with him? Do you leave him alone? What do you think?
Well, I sent the text to him and made him aware he's playing tonight. You kind of let him alone a little bit, maybe before the game off. give him some words of encouragement. But I remember my debut, and my manager was Jim Leland at the time when I walked in the locker room at 12 o'clock in the afternoon. And can you imagine what that scene looked like? He was in shorts and a t-shirt, and he may or may not have had a cigarette. So a little different approach here now, right?
When it comes to the Denver team, you've been able to kind of punch some golden tickets. Are you anticipating giving them some of the things, like as much as you another manager may
want? No, I think the anticipation, or the thought of having guys come here from the first time, major league players, definitely was in my mind in spring training. Now to have the opportunity to give these guys, a lifelong dream come true at the major league level. Nick Allen being tonight, Christian Lopes coming in the manager's office yesterday, and the grind that he's been through for 11 years to give him that reward and be a part of it, not to give it, but be a part of it. He's earned it. And all these guys have earned this opportunity to be here and be a part of this group. And it's exciting for us.
Yeah, is Christian Lopes one of those guys that could also play the outfield, or he plays only position in the infield?
No, Lopes can play everywhere. Again, it goes to the roster versatility. We saw it in spring training. Drew Jackson can play everywhere. So it gives us some flexibility late in the games in terms of moves and how we align guys for their best opportunities and for the team success.
Understanding it's one of 162, but did you have a moment to reflect last night on the drive back or after the game about your first home run?
I think for the immediate time I spent in my office right after the game, just the feeling of joy, and then it's quickly on to tomorrow, right? So I got to share it with my parents last night. They came up for the game, so it was kind of a really, really cool moment to have my mom and dad a part of a win, and especially at a home opener.
How does that kind of maybe differ from maybe your first hit or your first homer, like a player milestone?
Yeah, I don't know if it's different. The same reward. I think the difference is it's individual when you're a player, and when you're sitting in this spot, it's a group, and that feeling is really, really special. I think the individual feeling is great, but when you're part of something bigger than yourself, and you see the joy and the success for others, that's when it really comes to fruition, and it's awesome.
Having a young ball club, how confident is it when Frankie Montas takes the mound?
Yeah, I think any ball club's confident when Frankie Montas takes the mound, and Frankie has a competitiveness about him that you love. He has a work ethic about him that we all love and rally around, and he's a leader of the staff this year. So it's a good feeling when Frankie takes it.
Remember when Ivish texted Nick and gave him a heads up?
No, Matt, I don't remember what time.
You played straightforward, or was it?
Yeah, no, it's straightforward.